carpenter Yechiel Witz, and they married. I was born a year later. As a child, I was unaware that there was constant conflict with neighboring states that didn't want Israel to exist. At age 4, I didn't understand why my father had to dress up in a uniform and go out to the road, machine gun in hand, to hitch a ride for what I later learned were the front lines. Israel is such a small country that you could literally get into a taxi or hitch a ride and be at the front lines of a war zone within an hour or two. My childhood was happy as I remember it. Once I got older, I would learn how difficult those early years were for my family, but as a child, I did not know what I was missing. We didn't own a television. I had never seen or heard of TV. We didn't have a bathroom. We had to go to the outhouse. I had never heard of Kleenex or tissues or the idea that you could use something once and then throw it away. We didn't even have toilet paper. We used rags that my mother would cut from a larger piece of cloth we no longer used. Those rags were used to blow our noses, to clean things, and yes, to wipe our behinds. And then my mother would wash those rags and reuse them again.